Shopify is the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. And I love it because Shopify gives entrepreneurs the resources that were once reserved for big businesses. So upstarts, startups, and established businesses alike can sell everywhere, synchronize online and in-person sales, and effortlessly stay informed. I don't talk about it a ton, but I have a fishing company. 5 years ago this month, my best friend Aaron and I started a bass fishing weight company called Woo Tungsten, because woo is the sound you make when you catch a giant bass. So we sell tungsten weights for bass fishing, and Shopify has made it so incredibly easy. They have all the tools and the resources that we need. No matter how big or small your business is, they just make it so effortless. And like mine, Shopify powers over 1.7 million businesses from first sale to full scale. And you can reach customers online and across social networks with their ever-growing suite of channel integrations and apps, including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Pinterest, and more. And you can gain insights as you grow with detailed reporting of conversion rates, profit margins, and beyond, which is something we use a ton. More than just a store, Shopify grows with you. Go to shopify.com/bluewire, all lowercase, for a free 14-day trial and get access to Shopify's entire suite of features. Grow your business today with Shopify. Go to shopify.com/bluewire right now. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. shopify.com/bluewire.
Welcome back to the Talking Niners podcast, brought to you by the Blue Wire Hustle Network. I am your host, Kobe Ransom, and we almost there, baby. We almost there. Joining me to discuss some things that happened recently and what may happen tomorrow, Niner Wire Sam. Sam, what's going on, man?
Dude, we're less than 24 hours away. I don't know how. I mean, it's weird. You're nervous. You're excited. All that feelings are into one. Tomorrow should be a chaotic day. The next 3 days, I should say, should be chaotic days. I'm looking forward to it. I'm ready to talk about it. Let's go, man.
All right. So we will start with the event that happened on Monday, which was the presser, which we got probably one of the best head coach quotes of all time. And I can't guarantee who will be alive on Sunday from Kyle Shanahan when asked about Jimmy Garoppolo's immediate future with the Niners. So guess we'll start there, because a rumor came out today from a guy who had apparently info on the Tampa Bay signing for Tom Brady. He said that the Patriots are working with Garoppolo's contract, trying to make it probably a little more team friendly, and a deal could go down fairly soon. So what are some thoughts on that? I mean, I always felt like there was a chance that Jimmy was going to get traded regardless of who the Niners were going to draft. And now it seems like we're getting closer and closer to that.
Yeah, you know, I actually think the one thing in the Garoppolo situation that I think is more interesting to talk about, yes, that report's interesting, but the Teddy Bridgewater trade, that's going to have a huge part
right
on what the Niners do with Jimmy Garoppolo. Because first of all, Teddy Bridgewater, the team he went to was one of the two teams I believe were the only targets or trade destinations for Jimmy Garoppolo. And second of all, that compensation price, a sixth round pick, that is way lower than I thought it would be for a guy like Teddy Bridgewater. And you know it's going to be in a similar range, maybe a bit higher for Garoppolo, considering that a lot of people consider him a starter, where Bridgewater is just a bridge quarterback. So it's definitely interesting to see what the Niners are going to do with Garoppolo. Personally, I do think they're going to trade him. I think you look at what Kyle Shanahan said in the presser, kept saying starting quarterback. He was dodging questions left and right. It was so obvious he didn't really want to give everything away. But if there were two things he gave away, it was that Garoppolo's gone. And no one might, I mean, we all might be dead by Sunday. So I don't really know what's going on with that. But I do think Garoppolo's on. I think you look at one, the only team that I think is in the market for Jimmy Garoppolo is the New England Patriots. They're a team that needs a quarterback, does not have a bridge in place. Cam Newton, I have zero faith in. So I don't know if I'm really calling him a bridge. I think they're going to take a quarterback this draft and start him right away or go with Jimmy Garoppolo. And the two deals I have for the situation, I have two deals for the situation if this report is true. First of all, let's just say it's Garoppolo straight up. How about a fourth round pick. I don't know if they have a third. They forfeited that. I don't know if they have a comp third. If they do, go for that comp third if you can. I think the Patriots are going to be a bit higher in the Garoppolo than other teams, so I think they are willing to give up a bit more. The second deal I had in mind, and I tweeted this out today, how about Jimmy Garoppolo for N'Keal Harry in a sixth round pick? That was credit of Akash, so shout out to him. But that could be a very good deal for the Niners because, first of all, you get another pick, and second of all, you get a receiver, a young receiver who Kyle Shanahan really wanted 2 years ago in the draft. And now you don't have to fill that need in the draft at wide receiver three, or you don't necessarily need to do that. You can still go find the Jalen Hurd replacement. As I talked to my stream last night, you could go Jalen Hurd replacement as plan A or wide receiver three plan B, or you could do both. So you get one of those checked off in your wide receiver three plan with N'Keal Harry. So I would not mind going for N'Keal Harry and taking a lesser pick like that. I think that's a great deal for the 49ers. If they can do Jimmy Garoppolo for N'Keal Harry in a six-round pick. And yeah, a six-round pick is low, but I think when you get N'Keal Harry in that, I think it's fine because usually guys like N'Keal Harry go for six-round picks in the first place. So it's basically 2 6, which, I mean, it's fine. Considering what you got for Bridgewater or what Denver gave up for Bridgewater, I think you're looking at a good deal. The market's all whack this year, especially with trading up. And now this Bridgewater trade, there's a lot going on. The market's going to be whack. It's either going to be really high, really low. There's not going to be that many even trades, in my opinion. So we'll have to see how that goes.
Yeah, and with the Bridgewater trade, we know we have one less place where Jimmy can go. So now it looks like it will be the Patriots because they're the only team left that may have some significant interest in him. So yeah, that's that. I mean, that deal today. And another thing is, you know, all the talk around Mac Jones going to the Niners, I don't think the Broncos would have traded for Bridgewater if they thought that Lance or Fields would be there. And the chance for them not to be there would be because they went earlier than they're being said to, you know, be going, which would mean either Fields or Lance at three, meaning Fields or Lance would go somewhere below number three as well, and then they're both off the board. I'm sure no one's really – I don't think other teams, which we haven't heard many other teams be high on – Mac Jones. So if he doesn't go three, he could fall into the teens, maybe the early 20s. I mean, we have no idea, but I just know if he's not going to the Niners, he probably won't be going top 10. And we'll give predictions later at the end of the show, but just on that. And, you know, for the press conference, as far as all the quotes go, I mean, really the biggest takeaway was, you know, him saying starting quarterback over and over and over again. The Garoppolo quote where he's like, hey, I can't guarantee anyone will be alive on Sunday, so I can't guarantee he'll be here on the team on Sunday, which to me, I mean, he could have just said, you know, I don't know, we'll get to that when we get to it, but, you know, right now we feel good about Jimmy Garoppolo, and we like that he's on this team, and we believe in him, blah, 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 all that other coach speak. He didn't say that. He was outright, like, he just seemed irritated. Like, he was like, nah, man, I can't guarantee he'll be here. I can't. That's, like, basically how he came off.
And also, two other things I just want to point out from that press conference. Drew Brees, with the mobility of Lamar Jackson. He said something similar for that. I forget the exact wording. But that screams Trey Lance or Justin Fields. And I'll give my prediction at the end. But spoiler alert, it is not Mac Jones. And I do believe that it's not Mac Jones because of that word that he says at the end. I was also just getting Trey Lance vibes throughout this thing. And Justin Fields vibes, one of those two guys, I think will be a Niner. I think Mac Jones, it's too early to rule him out. I think this is a team that doesn't like to share a lot. So I don't really know what the situation is with Mac Jones. But if they want Mac Jones, so be it. I'm not going to like it. I want Fields or Lance, and I think it's going to be Fields or Lance. And we'll give my final predictions later on. But that's one takeaway. The other takeaway, and this is the only fact that we got from the press conference, that Mike McGlinchey is coming back.
Shout out to Vish and Grant on that, because the question came from Vish and Grant asked the question. But yeah, that was shout out to them because they were the only people to get actual news out of the press conference.
Exactly.
So for all you McGlinchey haters, he'll be back. So enjoy. What else from that conference? Yeah, I mean, then depending on who, you know, whoever you think the pick will be, Shanahan. You can take quotes from that press conference that make it sound like it can be any of those three quarterbacks. You can use those quotes that sound like Lance. There's quotes that sound like Mac. There's quotes that sound like Justin Fields. There's quotes for each of those quarterbacks. And Kyle Shanahan said at the beginning of that press conference that, no, we don't want people to know who we're taking because there's no upside to that. Like, there's no reason for anyone to know, and there's no upside to them knowing. So they're trying to keep it a secret. And I felt like some of those quotes could be them just trying to keep people guessing. And people are still guessing. Like now reports are, first it was like, it's for sure Mac. Now it's Mac, but maybe they go Lance. Now it's like, okay, there's a good chance it might be Lance. And now today there's some people saying, hey, there's a chance that maybe even Justin Fields is still on the table. And, you know, people are kind of walking back their, it's 100%, you know, Mac Jones predictions. And, you know, it's kind of predictable because no one knows. Even when people say, you know, what their opinions are, it's like, hey, no one really knows. But from what I'm hearing, this is what I think. And, you know, I don't blame the media for it. It's part of their agenda because they have to talk about stuff. And the Niners picking at pick three is, I mean, it's going to be all eyes on the Niners for the draft. Like that's the pick everyone's waiting for at this point because of the talk that's been around it. You know, will they actually take Mac Jones or will it be Lance? Or is there a chance that maybe it still feels, even though there's been no talk, there's been no buzz, you know, around the Justin Fields to San Francisco narrative at all. Like his name doesn't even come up anymore, which, you know, I have thoughts on that. Like maybe it's because like Shanahan said at the beginning of that press conference, we don't want people to know. And the only names that are being linked to the Niners are Trey Lance and Mac Jones, because maybe they're super high on Justin Fields. That's the guy they want. And they don't want people knowing that's who they want. So that's where kind of my theory comes into it. But like with the press conference, to sum up, like you could take whatever you want from it. There's quotes. I mean, and that's, it's designed that way because you don't want to give away your draft plans before the draft. You know, that's just not what good teams do. So, you know, you can make of it however you want to, but, you know,
yeah,
it's really good for anybody.
And also to your point with the media, I just want to say, you saw that Rappaport tweet where it's like Lance or Mac Jones. The key word in there was belief. No one really knows. I'm just bringing up the Rappaport tweet because a lot of people were quoting that. And the media, no one in the media knows. And personally, I'm not going to call out the media for anything. I've been guilty of calling out the media for stuff earlier on with the Niners. I did something earlier this year. But this year, I mean, just don't call out the media. That's just my thing. Even they don't know anything. And that's what the Niners do. And I mean, I'm not trying to give the media, saying the media is the best thing in the world, because obviously there are some outlets like Dan Seeley. I don't know why I'm saying him, but yeah,
hey, you no get slander. Okay. We all know about Dan Seeley.
We're not trying to slander here. I'm not trying to slander too much, but you get the point. That's all I'm trying to say.
All right. So let's get into a couple of these mailbag questions we had, and I have to get back to where they were because I am not organized. All right, so first question, if the smoke and mirrors are accurate and we do draft Mac, is Coach Shanahan selfish in the way that he wants himself and his system to shine with a robot versus picking a quarterback with their own star power, decision making, and creativity? This question comes from please_Riley. So, yeah, I mean, if they take Mac Jones, my take is that Shanahan either never learned anything from his past failures at the quarterback position, or that he truly believed he was only about 5% of better quarterback play in the Super Bowl from winning, which you could argue they were. You could argue with 5% better quarterback play in that game, they probably win. And that he, you know, wholeheartedly believes that if he had a Kirk Cousins type quarterback, they won that game, and they win a lot more games. And that's kind of where he's at with it. But, I mean, the ego thing. I mean, that's what everyone's worried about. Like, is Kyle Shanahan such an egomaniac that he's going to take Mac Jones over Justin Fields and Trey Lance to prove a point? And I won't say too much because it'll spoil what I'm going to say at the end. But I'll just say I think that he's learned a bit since the last time he had a pick this high to take a quarterback. There's a lot of press conferences that suggest that. There's a lot of quotes from him that suggest that. So, you know, I just think that – I think he's over the Kirk Cousins thing. And I just don't think he's still the same Kyle that passed on Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes to take Solomon Thomas and then take C.J. Beathard in the third round because he thought he was going to get Kirk Cousins in 2018. I think he's past that. I could be wrong, but I think just from what we've heard from him recently over the years, I don't think that really is a concern at this point. But if they do take Mac Jones, it's because he really believed that he wasn't that far away from he doesn't need that much better of a quarterback to win a Super Bowl, and that's probably why I think he would take Mac.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. I think really that's the only reason he would take Mac. The other reason I can see, and it's similar to that Kirk Cousins point, but he wants a Garoppolo, but he doesn't trust Garoppolo. So he wants a guy who can be a bit better than Garoppolo and a guy who can trust more
and more
a guy
available.
Who can run his and more available and someone who can run his offense more. And that's what Mac Jones is. And I would not mind the Mac Jones pick. I personally think that the 49ers were fine with Garoppolo. The only reason I didn't think they were fine is because Kyle Shanahan had zero faith in Jimmy Garoppolo, which is obviously true as he's now on the trade block. If they bring in Mac Jones, I'm fine with. It's a bit of a reach. You could have had Justin Fields. You could have had Trey Lance. But at the end of the day, I'll be fine with it whatsoever. He's going to be the quarterback. I'm going to ride with him. So that's what I'm really thinking. I think for the Kirk Cousins thing, as you said, Kobe, I think he's over it. I mean, if he wanted Kirk Cousins, he would already have him on this team, because I think you've seen rumors that Minnesota's trying to trade him. In 2018, he was a free agent. You wouldn't have gone Garoppolo if you wanted him. I just think it's all over with for the Kirk Cousins thing. I think that's something that he wanted to see happen in Washington, didn't happen because ownership forced them to take RG3. He wanted to just reunite at some point, and it doesn't seem like this is going to happen. And it is what it is for him. But at this point, I just think, that's really all I got to say for it. I think Mac Jones, you're getting that Kirk Cousins guy. That's the only reason I think you would take Mac Jones. And that's just going to say a lot about Kyle Shanahan right there. And I do think I will say this one thing. If he does take Mac Jones, he has a plan for this guy that nobody's really talking about. I'll just say that and finish it off with there.
All right. Next question from Samson Newstrom. He asks, if Fields is taken at two by the Jets, do we take or pass Wilson at three? Is this uncertainty on who we are picking a smokescreen to help other teams guessing into being desperate enough to trade higher for Jimmy G? And this kind of ties into another question from at Greenlaw Season, who said, is this a smokescreen or no? So I've heard people say this, and I kind of agree with it. It could be a smokescreen because they don't want the Jets, who have a lot of, staff from the Niners, to know how much they like Justin Fields or not. So that way they can stick onto their guy in Zach Wilson, so they don't have to worry about potentially having Justin Fields go ahead. And I think if Zach Wilson is their three, I think it's a no-brainer. I think they take Zach Wilson. Shanahan said in the presser, we've got five guys we think can start. And we got three guys we really like. And I think the three guys were Lawrence, Wilson, and Fields. So if Fields goes at two and Wilson's at three, I think it's a no-brainer. Because even Steve Young said on, I think, one of the KNBR interviews that, that's who they really would have wanted, is Zach Wilson. But because they don't have pick two, and they try, and the rumors is that they didn't ever call for pick two, which I think they did call, but realized that the Jets were not going to move from that spot because they were looking to trade Sam Darnold. So, of course, they're in the quarterback market. But, if Wilson slides, if the Jets take Fields, which I think, I think they should, but they probably won't. I think Wilson's their guy. There's rumors that Wilson's already out there buying houses, and, the Jets already recruited the family and all that good stuff. So I think Wilson to the Jets is pretty much set, all but set in stone. But, if he slides, it's I think he goes at three for the Niners, and I think that's why I think the Niners really like Fields, and I think that's why they haven't been trying to tip their hand. I think that's why we haven't seen too many rumors. I mean, around Fields being linked to the Niners, even with Fields running San Francisco 49ers, drills as pro day, and even with the pictures and the video of Kyle and Justin being buddy buddy and talking and laughing that we didn't get from anywhere else. I think they just don't want to tip their hand, like I said. They just don't. There's no benefit to people knowing what we're going to do. You lose any leverage you could have for a Garoppolo deal. In terms of who you like, maybe they go because Shanahan is a guru, as he's viewed around the league. Other teams are going to be interested in whoever Kyle is interested in, and right now it's Mac and Trey Lance, and those are the guys who are most likely going to be there at three. Like, no one's guaranteed it, and so that's who is being linked to him. But I'm kind of already spoiling my pick by saying so much about the situation. But I think To answer your question, yeah, if Fields, I mean, if Fields goes two and Wilson's there at three, I think they take Wilson. And yeah, I mean, it's a smoke screen because they don't want people to know. You just don't want people to know what you're doing.
Exactly. I think that's what they're doing right here. You don't want them to know exactly what you said. You hit the nail on the head right there. You don't want them to know that you love Justin Fields if the pick is Justin Fields, because the Jets, maybe they're smoke screening too, because very similar systems, a lot of guys in the same systems. If the Niners know something about smoke screening, then the Jets know something about smoke screening. It's that simple. Maybe this is a whole smoke screen for Zach Wilson. I highly doubt it. But if Zach Wilson is at pick three, I mean, I'm hopping on that all day. Personally, Zach Wilson is my QB2 in this draft, and it's not really close in my opinion. I do think, yeah, you have Fields, you have Lance. Those guys are close, but Zach Wilson, when I look at the film, Zach Wilson definitely is the clear-cut guy at number two, in my opinion, as the second-best quarterback in this draft. So, yeah, I mean, I get what they're doing here. You want a smoke screen. You don't want anyone in the league, though. You also just want – it's also just fun to create havoc and just mess with other teams, mess with their minds. There could be a team that wants Fields later on. They're going to have to trade up now. It's always fun to just do that or something like that, or a guy like Trey Lance or a guy like Mac Jones. So, yeah, man, I think it's just smokescreen. We'll have to see. As I said throughout this whole process, I'm not believing anything until Roger Goodell announces the pick. So that's where I'm at right now with
smoke. The media says no one knows. Like I said, like that, we just don't know. You know, this is what we're being told, but we can't. But even the people who tell us say they don't know. Mm-hmm. Only four people know at this point, and that is Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, Adam Peters, and Jed York. And even that might be too many. But yeah, I mean, it's just no one really knows. It's a franchise altering pick. So of course they're going to be very, very careful about how much gets out. Which is why so much Mac and so much Trey Lance getting out is, you know, you can kind of like, hey, that's a little interesting. But you all right, so
you want a prime example of stuff getting out? 2019, Houston Texans. Everyone knew they loved Andre Dillard, and the Eagles came right ahead of them and took Andre Dillard. They had to settle for Titus Howard as a bit more of a project. And you know what that led to? The Laremy Tunsil trade. And you know what that led to? The 49ers getting the third pick in the draft. So leaking a pick and telling everyone what you want and who you want, that can get you in a lot of trouble. And look, I mean, we are here today because the Texans leaked Andre Dillard, possibly.
That's not a while to think about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because they had Titus Howard, who actually, he went to right tackle, but Andre Dillard was a left tackle. Laremy Tunsil, I definitely think leaking that pick had something to do with that Laremy Tunsil trade. They couldn't get the left tackle that they wanted. So kind of crazy. You can leak a pick, and now another team can win a Super Bowl because you leaked that pick.
All right. Here's a little fun question from Dill Josiah. He says, how much could we get in a trade for Kyle Shanahan? I'll let you go first, Sam.
Oh man, you know, you don't see, if you want this to be serious, then you don't see many coaches trades. But if you just, let's just have fun with it, because I mean, you will all never right, see a
for coach reference get for reference John Gruden's trade. The Raiders got two first round picks, two second round picks, and $8 million in cap space. So
I mean, I don't really know if, I mean, honestly, I don't really know if Kyle's going to be alive on Sunday, so I personally just don't know what that would be worth. So okay. Yeah, I just got myself out of that really quickly. So that's great.
Yeah. I mean, the coach would coach still get, I mean, that's the only trade we can reference to.
Yeah, that's it. There's not many coaches trades in the NFL.
The question, okay, so yeah, you could trade Kyle Shanahan, but I have no idea what the value would be. Maybe one first. Absolutely. At least one first.
Oh yeah, you would definitely get a first. Absolutely. You have to get a first and a lot of cash.
Maybe you
absolutely
firsts.
Get a first.
I think, yeah, the two firsts and the 2 seconds might be a bit much, but I think two firsts for sure. Or maybe a first.
Oh, absolutely. Second. Yeah, you're not giving up your – this is your coach. This is one of the best offensive-minded coaches in the league. You're going to get a lot for him, man. I mean, having a good coach –
I mean, if he got fired, he'd get hired probably the second, the next day.
I mean, look what happened with Cleveland throughout this past, like, 20 years. They couldn't – they've just been in a coaching carousel, and they've just been terrible. We have Kyle Shanahan. We have a great coach right now. And even – by the way, let me just say this. If Kyle Shanahan takes Mac Jones, he's still a fantastic coach. I'm not doubting Kyle Shanahan if he takes Mac Jones. I would just prefer other guys. So that's all I got to say about that.
I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't trade Kyle Shanahan. Just that's
you
my
wouldn't.
Answer.
You why go. On earth would you do that?
Why would
that doesn't
we do
make
that?
Sense.
Mm-hmm. All right. last mailbag question. This is from Gershon. I don't know how to say his last name, but you know, I think he's in chat. You know who I'm talking to. You know, you're here. He says, how many players do you expect the Niners to draft? I doubt we're going to use all 9 picks. Yeah, I doubt that too. Because 9 rookies aren't making this roster. It's too talented, you know? So the Niners could, I mean, if they trade Garoppolo, we're thinking maybe a second or a third, they could use that to get another player, or they could use that to trade up back into the first round maybe for either a corner, or maybe I've heard this kind of floated around by a few people. Maybe they trade up for Najee Harris. I know people might not like that one, but it's something that I've seen floated out there.
Can I just say something on Najee Harris? Why trade up for Najee Harris when you can get Travis Etienne? Travis Etienne is such a better scheme fit than Najee Harris. There's no point in trading up for Najee Harris.
I don't know, man. Najee's nice.
Oh, I mean, Najee Harris is the best running back in this class. But Travis Etienne, from a scheme fit standpoint, is probably one of the best running backs we've seen that could fit a Kyle Shanahan scheme fit. That is the perfect fit for the 49ers. I don't know why you would go for Najee Harris. The only reason I would say go for Najee Harris is if you really want a Bay Area kid on the team. But just go for Travis Etienne. That is such a better fit for this team. I don't know why you would go. First, I don't know why you would trade into the first round for a running back in the first place. I would personally not do that. I think you got to fill bigger needs in the first place. Second of all, Travis Etienne could fall to you at 43, depending on what other teams want to do. I think Atlanta will take him at 35. If they don't, depending on what they do at round one, I think Atlanta would take him at 35 or something like that. That seems like a great fit. But Travis Etienne, if you can get Travis Etienne, go for him, not Najee Harris. We're talking about the wrong running back right here with Najee Harris. But continue on.
There's rumors that Najee wants the Niners, and there's rumors that the Niners like Najee, and there's rumors that they went to Alabama to watch Najee Harris and not watch Mac Jones. So just a little bit there. It's a possibility. But, yeah, I think Niners probably trade up maybe twice in this draft, or maybe trade back to get some picks for next year to help out with them not having a first. So, yeah, I highly doubt they use all 9 of the original picks. It might be more like maybe 6 or 7 players getting drafted, maybe even 5. Because last year they only used 5 picks on players. Well, they only drafted 5 players because the roster is just too, and even with all the 1-year deals, I mean, with the cap likely going back up because it's supposed to be full stadiums, and then you have the extra game and everything, the cap's going to go back up. We're not dealing with a pandemic this time. Well, the pandemic is still kind of going, but we're recovering pretty well. Things are getting back to normal. So the cap, I mean, then with the new TV deal, I think it'll kick in for next year. I don't think it kicked in for this year. But yeah, the salary cap might skyrocket. So a lot of those 1-year deals, some of these guys that we only gave 1-year deals may get re-signed to longer extensions next year. And there's just not, like, this roster isn't the 2017 Niners or the 2018 Niners. Like, there's just not a lot of spots up for grabs now. Like, a lot of spots are kind of set. So, trading up and getting guys who you really like and can really contribute, sooner rather than later, or maybe just offer, can fill a starting spot in the future after this upcoming season. And that's a better way to go about it. I don't think drafting 9 players is the way you should go. Just go and get the guys they really, really like, whether that be 3, 4, or 5.
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at what this team needs and the way that free agency has been playing out, I think you have to take that into factor. I'd say there are 7 picks that we have to make. In my opinion, 2 cornerbacks, a wide receiver, an offensive lineman, a linebacker, an edge, and a tight end. That's 7 picks right there. And yeah, you can do a bit more. Maybe you can take a second wide receiver if you don't get a guy like N'Keal Harry or something like that. So that would be 8. And maybe you take 2 linebackers because the linebacker depth at this point is really bad. So you would have to get some other guys on the team. Because, by the way, linebacker depth, I'll just say that right now. The 3 guys that we have for linebackers are used primarily on special teams. That's not good at all. You want a guy who can be, if a guy like Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, Aziz Ashayer go down, if one of those guys go down, you need someone who can fill in right away. I don't know if a guy like Demetrius Flanagan Fowles can do it, or Jonas Griffith, or Nathan Jerry too. Marcel Harris you could put there. I don't really know. But those 7 picks, I think you're doing 7 picks minimum. Nine, I think. How many? Do you know how many players we have on the roster, Kobe, at this moment?
Jeez, I do not.
It's a lot. I was trying to pull up the 49ers roster, trying to count really quickly, but I don't really know. The depth, I would say the positions that you need more depth at for sure are cornerback, linebacker, wide receiver. I've talked about this a little bit. Edge you might not necessarily need. I do think the 49ers are going to take an edge because it's the 49ers. You can't have too much edge depth. Offensive line will probably get a guy who can play swing tackle, guard, something like that. Maybe a guard center hybrid or something like that. That would be really nice for this team. Pass catching tight end, Trey McKitty. If he's a Niner, I'm going to be really happy about that pick. That's my guy right there. But yeah, I think seven minimum. At the most, you could be looking around 11. And yeah, pull up that comment again. Yeah, Flanagan Fouls, not bad. He was coming off an injury last year. I know Robert Saleh was really high on him, but it's a new coach, and we didn't really see Flanagan Fouls at all in the starting lineup last year. Or not necessarily starting lineup, just like a replacement guy, I should say. So I think he was in the primarily special teams role. Maybe he has an increased floor this year. I don't really know. If we don't draft a linebacker, that will say a lot about Demetrius Flanagan Fouls, though. I will say that.
Yeah, so I want to pull this question up real quick. I highly doubt this. Highly doubt it. No offense.
There's no way he's bluffing.
You know, no offense, but there's no way they trade up to three to take. I mean, and I like Pitts. Pitts is a great prospect, but you don't give up two first-round picks and a third for Kyle Pitts. That's just not, you know, with the rumors around Jimmy and them openly saying, and I mean, that's to your point with the bluffing, you know, him being so open about taking the quarterback there. But no, I think, you know, there was big quarterback problems, and this is their chance to fix it. They were in on Stafford. They're in on Darnold. They were looking at Deshaun Watson before his all the craziness happened. You know, they're going to get a quarterback at three. And, you know, at 43, we're looking at Mond, you're looking at Trask. I mean, that's not guys I want to, you know, draft. And especially with the chance that Garoppolo is going to trade it soon, that's not who I want out there week one starting. I'd rather have Matt Jones over Kyle Trask or Kellen Mond. But, yeah, I just don't think there's no way he's bluffing with. I mean, we should expect quarterback at three, 100%.
Yeah, it's not Kyle Pitts. I mean, love Kyle Pitts. We could do a lot of great things with him, but we have George Kittle. We don't necessarily need a wide receiver one. You don't do that unless you think this guy is going to be the greatest football player of all time, then you would do that. But I don't think anyone's expecting that from Kyle Pitts at this moment. So this is for a quarterback, and it's kind of obvious at this point, in my opinion. I don't mean to flame Grishon, but
that wasn't Grishon. I'm sorry, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I can't pronounce his name. But yeah, no, there's no way they're bluffing.
Yeah, there's no way. I'm sorry, but yeah.
What's the drink choice? If Mac Jones, well, first of all, Sam can't drink. That's number one.
Well,
number
actually, two. No, I will say I'm gonna be in a pool tomorrow during the during the draft. So I'll just drink the chlorine water. I'll just drink the chlorinated water. So I'm cool with that. That'll be my choice. But Kobe, I think that's more suited for you. So yeah.
Yeah, probably since I turned 21. I said if they draft Mac Jones, I would be having my first drink ever. But I don't have any drinks in the house. So and I don't feel like going out to get any tomorrow. So even if they do pick Mac, I'll probably just get me a nice glass of water and laugh. That'll be my reaction. Hey, wouldn't be mad at Trey.
Lance could be the pick. We'll see.
Could be. Never know. No one knows.
No one knows. We'll just have to give our predictions at the end. I'm not trying to reveal anything right now. I might say Mac Jones, might say Trey Lance, might say Justin Fields. It could be Kellen Mond for that matter. We don't know anything about this pick.
All right. Yeah, I saw this earlier. We were talking about other things, but our guy Kyle, what's quarterback gives Richie James the best opportunity to maximize their potential since he is the best wide receiver in the NFL and all?
Oh, dude. Richie James, the best receiver in the NFL, hands down. I'll die on the hill for that.
You know, why even draft? You know, why not just play Richie James at quarterback? He's such a great athlete. I mean, give him a shot. I mean, talking about McKinnon from the Wildcat. No, let's do Richie James from the Wildcat. No, screw you, Jason. We're going with Kyle. Richie James from the Wildcat.
Let's do it, man.
But no, exactly. I mean, the best quarterback is Justin Fields. I mean, that's who gives it the best chance to produce at a high level. I mean, hey, we saw Richie James with his first start as wide receiver one, what he did to the Packers. There's potential there. I mean, you get him a real quarterback. I mean, no offense to Jimmy, but we know he's about to be out of here. You know, you get him Justin Fields or Trey Lance. I mean, hey, he can go crazy. So, yeah, Kyle, go ahead. You know, Justin Fields, that's it for your boy. Yeah, he goes crazy. If that's the pick. All right.
Give me Lance, give me Fields for that. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, so the QB Collective, they put out a NFC West quarterbacks tweet, and they had all three quarterbacks in, and they had a picture next to them of them playing baseball. And another prospect who we know.
I should be the next quarterback for the 49ers. Right there. I am the next quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. Let's go.
Go athlete. So, yeah, QB Collective put out, you know, it was NFC West quarterbacks. They had Stafford, Wilson, and Murray. And next to them was them playing baseball. And another quarterback who plays baseball as well as football is Justin Fields. So let's get your tinfoil hats and start. Go ahead and come up with ideas, because they've been teasing this whole time.
Dude, it's fun. Just like, I mean, as we said before, we just like to have fun on Twitter. That's really what Twitter's for. Having fun.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna miss arguing about quarterbacks for a long
time. Dude, it's gonna be fun. Because after this, like basically everything's done. We can talk about undrafted free agents all we want. We can talk about 49er memes all we want, but everything just gets stale in May.
Hey, some people are getting tired of it. Some people are tired of talking quarterbacks, but hey, this is a unique experience, guys. We've been talking about quarterbacks since September. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is we're in the end game now. That's why I titled this. We're in the end game. Like, it's almost over. We're about to see. We've been discussing who should be quarterback for 8 months. We're about to find out who the next 49ers quarterback is.
So close, man.
At long last. Wild.
I know, dude. Dude, this month has just flown by fast. I remember that night we were recording the podcast for the trade, and here we are now. So close, man. It's crazy. Just like I saw someone sent me this meme today of it's the one of the girl and the guy in bed. The girl's thinking, oh, I wonder which girl she's thinking about. And the guy's like, I hope Kyle doesn't draft Mac Jones. That's literally how I'm going to be sleeping tonight.
Oh, man. Chris blocked everyone today and blocking everyone. Hey, man. I mean, it's going to be a while. That timeline going to be rocking. No matter who it is. Yeah, I mean, this is for their marketing. I mean, if Justin Fields is the pick, the marketing, like their whole camp, their brand, yeah, skyrockets. Like, this is like for marketing. And that could be why they're doing it. I mean, it might not have anything to do with who they think the pick is going to be, but it could just, I mean, it's for their marketing. Like, this will help them out a lot. If it was just to pick it at number three, because he's gonna ball with Shanahan.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Can I just say one thing right now to the audio listeners out there? When you're on Apple Music, whether you're on Spotify, you probably have no clue what we're talking about right now. This is why you have to watch on YouTube as well. We're pulling up comments as we speak. We got a lot of people commenting. Shout out to everyone listening to this. Shout out to everyone watching this live commenting. We all really appreciate you. So if you want to know what we're talking about, check out the YouTube channel.
Out to y'all. We appreciate y'all. I'm looking right at y'all. Hey, we love y'all.
Let's do it. All right,
another one. Who's the next three picks after the quarterback pick? Chris, you mean like for the Niners or for – I mean for the Niners. Like we said, they might trade up. They might even have those same picks. But, I mean, I'll just say it's hard to say who, you know, because we don't know who's going where. But I would like to see them get cornerback pretty early.
You have to get cornerback early.
They never do it. They've only drafted cornerback in the third round once, Witherspoon, in the first in their very first draft. But because Dante Johnson is your immediate backup, you don't have the luxury of having Witherspoon and Mosley. And no offense to Dante Johnson, he's better than he gets credit for. Not that much better, but he's better than he gets credit for. But I mean, the depth isn't. Ooh, if Verrett or Mosley gets hurt, you're in a rough spot. Or if K-1 gets hurt, you're in a rough spot. I mean, you just don't really have – and we're hearing that, like Chris says here, Caleb Farley might fall. Hey, Yeah, if he starts falling, him or Newsom, there's a chance that the Niners trade up and get one of those guys. If they draft a corner first round, I'd be so excited. I'd be like, finally they did it. And if they draft a corner first round, they're probably going to beat out mostly for that second spot for sure. It might be Verrett and whoever the rookie is that they draft first, second round. Because, no offense to Mosley, I think he's solid, but I think he's like the guy you probably want as your backup outside corner and not your starter. But if he's a backup, you're in a really good spot, but he's solid as a starter. But yeah, whoever they draft first, second round at corner, maybe even third round, probably going to fight for that outside corner spot and they probably could start. But yeah, corner is probably the one spot I really wish they get somebody early.
I mean, you have to. I think cornerback this year, you're in a division with Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, DeAndre Hopkins, possibly Jalen Waddle. We've seen those rumors about Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith to Arizona as well. So the wide receivers in this division are absolutely stacked. If you don't get a corner, then there's something wrong, or you believe that Dante Johnson is the greatest player of all time, which I wouldn't be surprised by because we keep bringing him back. But the Niners, in my opinion, have to get a cornerback rounds 1 through 3, at least one, maybe two. And maybe you trade up, maybe you don't. I'll just give some guys. I think I've said this on a few podcasts this week. I think if you're looking for a cornerback, I might have said it on the show last week. You're looking for a gritty cornerback. You're looking for a guy who has a lot of physical. I did. Yeah. So I'll just put the guys out there for all the people who didn't listen to last week. Five guys I really like. Afeidu Melifonwu, that's my guy. You can get him round one, round two. Kelvin Joseph, probably round two guy. Israel Mukuamu, his draft stock is all over the place. I would love to see him round three. He's, in my opinion, a round three guy, but I wouldn't be surprised if we took him later. Eric Stokes is a round two guy. And Benjamin St. Juice, I've seen round three, round four, round five. So those are five guys I'll just put out right now. But you have to get a cornerback. And by the way, those are just outside cornerbacks. If you want a nickel cornerback, which I do think we need as well, possibly, give me a guy like Asante Samuel Jr. I think someone commented on that earlier on in the stream. I haven't done too much research on nickel cornerbacks. There's a guy out of Michigan I really like, nickel cornerback. I forget his name. And there's another Washington guy. It's not Elijah Molden, who's an outside cornerback. I'll just put him on there as well. Those are just few guys.
Molden slot. He's like the
no. It's not. It's not Elijah. Oh, Molden. It's someone else.
Oh, you mean it's another guy you're talking about? Okay.
Yeah. There's another guy out of Washington. Ambry Thomas, I think, is the guy out of Michigan. There's another guy out of Washington that I need to watch more film on him. I don't think I'm going to get the chance to do that before the draft. Maybe if we take him, I'll watch more film. But I had a few people text me, hey, you got to check out this guy. This guy could be a good fit for the 49ers. So I've read a scouting report. Seems decent. I would take him. But cornerback has to be a need. Other than that, possibly a wide receiver. I think this is where here's my bold prediction for the draft. The 49ers are going to reach on a receiver, and it's probably going to be round three. I would not be surprised if Demetric Felton went round three. And I think a lot of people are saying that's a reach. For Kyle Shanahan, you want that versatility for this team. I think taking a guy like Demetric Felton round three, yeah, absolutely, would be awesome for this team, Benjamin St. Juice. But as for wide receiver, Demetric Felton, he has that versatility. Shanahan loves that. So I think I would not be surprised if the 49ers reach on a guy like him or a guy like Trayvon Grimes. I saw Grant Cohn mock him round three today. You've seen him mocked a lot later. Don't be surprised if Trayvon Grimes is the pick round three because he has that size. He has that speed. He has that physicality that Jalen Hurd has. He has all of that stuff. So I would not be surprised if we do that. And then Tomorion Terry, that's my guy. I don't know if we're going to do that because he has character issues, according to a lot of people. So there's a lot. The receiver class is stacked. Frank Darby, as Kenny just commented right there. I'll just name some wide receiver threes as well that I also like. Elijah Moore. I'm just giving one for each round from 2 through 5. Elijah Moore, round two. Talon Wallace, round three. Jalen Darden, round – dude, if we get Jalen Darden, man, that would be really nice.
Yeah, Kyle gets guys open. So personally, for me, it doesn't really matter. I think I like whoever they draft, but
yeah, I'll like it anyway. Kyle Shanahan, he's so good at receivers. I will take Jalen Darden's just a beast, though. That's why I would love him. Round five, I said Tomorion Terry, Trayvon Grimes. I think we probably get one of those, if I'm being honest. Sorry, one of Felton, Terry, and Grimes. I think we'll get one of those guys. I have a very strong feeling that one of those guys will be in the 49er uniform. We'll have to see who it is, but I have a pretty strong feeling that it's going to be one of those guys. And round six, round seven, I think you get a guy like Frank Darby. There's a lot of receivers this class, so you're going to get a lot of guys. The other position I would address with that third pick after quarterback, offensive line or linebacker. I think that's what you're looking for. Offensive line, keep an eye on these guys right here. James Hudson, Trey Smith, Robert Jones, David Moore, all these guys are raw prospects that can play guard and tackle. I think that's where you're looking for the 49ers, some guy who you can develop into a guard or into a tackle in case Mike McGlinchey doesn't pan out. The one name I want you everyone to keep an eye on, Spencer Brown. He's been working with Joe Staley. If the 49ers take Spencer Brown, that means that Mike McGlinchey is gone after this year. That means that the fifth-year option was a smokescreen. They accept it, and they're going to trade him at the end of the year because Spencer Brown is Mike McGlinchey 2.0. So keep an eye on that guy. I've seen some rumors for the 49ers taking him. So that's a day three or a round three pick. And then linebacker, just get some depth. I'll just name two guys really quickly that I think would fit, or three guys I think will fit this team really nicely. Chaz Surratt and Justin Hilliard. Very similar guys. Surratt's a bit better. Very consistent. A lot of people are downgrading him because of his size. I don't think size really matters for the 49ers. So I think that would work out really well. Justin Hilliard, very similar, probably a later round guy. Cameron McGrone is another guy out of Michigan. Lots of explosiveness, I should say, for him. Check him out if you haven't yet. The other guy, I was talking with Bay Area Baller last night on my stream. Troy Warner could be a very interesting pick here. He's that safety linebacker hybrid. They haven't extended Fred Warner yet, and that's why I think they would bring him in to make sure Fred Warner stays. I've also seen that he could go undrafted.
I think the money would get Warner to stay. I don't think it's going to be about his brother. It'll be about the money, and they'll pay him.
Yeah, I mean, they'll pay him. We'll figure it out. But it would be fun to do that just in case. I don't really know what the situation is with the Fred Warner extension, but those are the next two positions I would take after that. And I know I spoke for a while, so Kobe, if you want to add on to that, feel free to.
No, I mean, you're probably further along with the prospects than I am. So I guess the main event, what everyone's been waiting for everyone who's still here, and then obviously for the podcast listeners and everything. So it's time for quarterback predictions, and I'll let you go first, Sam.
All right, with the third pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the San Francisco 49ers select Trey Lance, the quarterback out of North Dakota State. And here's why. First of all, starting quarterback, that does not scream Trey Lance, in my opinion. But I do think with the weapons around Trey Lance, I think they want him starting right away. Second of all, the Lamar Jackson thing. That's Trey Lance. Trey Lance is a very fast quarterback. Yeah, Justin Fields is fast. Trey Lance is a bit faster. And he has that longer arm. His accuracy is a bit lower, but I think he can improve that. So those are two reasons I think Trey Lance could be the 49ers pick. I also think that if you already swung for the fences once with making the trade, do it again. Why not? What's the point of just stopping right there? That's why I'm so baffled if it would be Mac Jones. I think you swing for the fences. Trey Lance has the highest upside. Let's take him. Why not do it? That's really all I got to say. Why not Trey Lance? In my opinion, he is QB3 ahead of Justin Fields. So let's just get the best quarterback available in Trey Lance. I know I was saying it was Fields throughout this entire process, but the way things have been going, the more I've looked at this pick, I think Trey Lance makes perfect sense here. And I'm going to go Trey Lance as my prediction. And frankly, the guy who I want at three. I think Justin Fields would love him at three, but I think Trey Lance could be the better pick, in my opinion. And Trey Lance will be the pick at three, in my opinion.
All right. Well, I was steadfast on the Justin Fields thing, but after looking back into it, you know, the writing's on the wall. It's going to be Mac Jones. No, I'm playing. All right. So, you know, I've been saying it. I've been trying. You know, I'm still saying it. I'm going to keep saying it. I put money on it. So
I put money on Fields too, by the way. I will say that the odds were better. So you know what?
So I'm going Justin Fields. And I just think there's too much there. I think, you know, with his accuracy, with some, yeah, you have less question marks. I'm sure some people maybe question his processing and decision making, but I think that was some of that was part of the you know, the Ohio State scheme is the way their receivers run option routes. I think his processing is a bit better than people say. He's one of the more accurate quarterbacks in the class. He was asked to do a lot. You know, there weren't many screens in RPOs. It was a lot of downfield passing, and he was one of the best at it. He was the best downfield passer, especially off of play action. I think even though it was a shortened season, he had the, you know, best passer rating for play action passes 20 yards down the field. in the last 10 years. So I think as far as scheme fit, I mean, no one coming out is going to be the perfect scheme fit. I mean, I know Lance ran a variation of Shanahan's scheme at NDSU. They ran a more pro-style offense. But I think Fields is a smart, super smart guy who can probably pick it up probably faster than people think he can. And then you think about the connections. I mean, he was working with John Beck since after the championship game. And we know Kyle Shanahan and John Beck are super close. You know, I'm sure he's been getting all the info he wants about Justin Fields from John Beck. We know Shanahan said there were three guys he liked and two guys he needed to get a little more comfortable with. And I think those two were Trey Lance and Mac Jones. You know, Mac, because with his history, with the DUI he had, you know, some of the other things that I won't get into too much, but maybe potential character concerns there. And then, you know, he went to this pro day and his pro day wasn't too impressive. And then we have, you know, Trey Lance, who Shanahan requested to work with John Beck about a month ago, who we got that from Matt Barrows when he, you know, talked with John Beck. So, you know, Fields has been working with John Beck longer. And we know he worked with Wilson and Justin Fields a lot earlier than Trey Lance. Mac Jones never went to work with John Beck, never requested to work with John Beck, at least that we know of. And then, you know, we think about the QB collective. Shanahan is familiar with Justin Fields, and then he's probably also familiar with his, you know, his parents from back then. So people were saying, like, well, did he meet with Justin Fields' parents? He probably did at the pro day, and he probably did before then. He back at QB Collective, and he probably, you know, there's history there. You know, there's history there. It's not like just this year where you're getting to know the guy. I think Kyle, I'm sure, I mean, he knew him from the QB Collective. I'm sure he's been keeping an eye on him because it's a guy he worked with. He wants to see how he's doing. And now he's got a chance to go get the guy he worked with back when he was in high school. And, you know, and then I just think there's something there, you know, just seeing the way they interacted at the pro day. I know it was probably planned shots just to kind of help Justin Fields out, seeing him talking to Kyle Shanahan. I mean, of course, you want to get that out there to help his stock maybe. But, I mean, just the way they talked, it looked like a genuine relationship there. Like, they are really tight with each other. I think that might be something legit.
Okay.
And so I just think when you really dig into it, and then the secrecy, you know, he's the one guy not being mocked to the Niners. And I think there's something to that because of Kyle's wanting to be secret with the pick. And Albert Breer had a, you know, I don't know, it's probably from an article where he's like, it's what the NFL wants. The NFL wants secrecy. They want drama. They want fans to have to tune in to see what teams are going to do. And I think hiding Fields to the Niners, you know, and just leading everyone to Trey Lance, leading everyone to Mac Jones could, you know, spark the excitement, the shock, the surprise that people want on draft day. It's like, wow, they really drafted Justin Fields when we thought it was going to be Mac Jones or Trey Lance. I just think, you know, outside of the media, if you just do the work for yourself, if you do the digging for yourself, I just think Justin Fields makes the most sense. And that's why I'm sticking with it. I put money on it. It's what I believe. It's what I wholeheartedly believe. I think the pick will be Justin Fields when the Niners are on the clock.
Yeah, it's definitely between the two. I think Mac Jones, I know media can say all they want about it, but I don't think it's Mac Jones. I have a strong feeling about that. I just have a feeling it's going to be Trey Lance, Justin Fields. Also, I was going to say, they didn't meet with Justin Fields' family. Could that be another smokescreen?
They probably did. I mean, the NFL, like, they can control everything. You know, I put a little joke out there.
Oh, yeah.
With, like, Kyle sliding money across the table, like, hey, don't say anything about Justin Fields. You know? But, I mean, what they want to get out, I mean, I'm sure they're controlling the media. They could themselves be pushing Trey Lance, Mac Jones, like, hey, yeah, these are the guys we're looking at. And the whole time they're looking at Justin Fields to kind of throw people off. But, yeah, and Perry, about the headband, you know, I might bring it back. We'll see.
Look at that glorious hair, though. Are you serious?
I got to get a haircut soon. But, you know, I mean, hey, it doesn't look too bad. But, yeah, I might bring a headband. I mean, I might be on a stream tomorrow. I'm not sure yet. But I might rock it tomorrow.
I will not be on a stream. So Follow Kobe. If you want to see some draft streams, just check Kobe's Twitter at BayKobe49GM. Check that out. I'm not doing anything tomorrow. Unfortunately, I can't. So that's my situation. Kobe could have some stuff. So make sure to check his stuff out as always.
All right. So Sam said Trey Lance. I'm putting the wrong way. Sam said Trey Lance. I said Justin Fields.
That's the one thing that annoys me about StreamYard. Yeah. I'm pointing to my right now. It's not mirror. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's rough.
It is what it is, though. I'm fine.
So, yeah, those are our picks. He's Trey Lance. I'm Justin Fields. I'm not Justin Fields the person, but I'm picking Justin Fields. But, yeah, so there you go. I haven't wavered. I'm sticking with it. I am holding the line.
I'm hoping it's Justin Fields. I put $15 in and I win $1,500 if it's Justin Fields and then there's some, and then a bit more happens. But we'll see.
You went gambling.
Plus 10,000 odds. Plus 10,000 odds for Lawrence 1, Wilson 2, Fields 3, and Jamar Chase at 4. And I don't think Atlanta would take Jamar Chase. I think someone would trade up to get Jamar Chase. Or maybe Atlanta does take Jamar Chase with the Julio Jones rumors.
Yeah. Interesting.
We'll have to see.
But yeah, all right. That's going to do it for us. If you're listening to Apple Podcasts, make sure you write and review. If you're watching on the YouTube live stream before you head out, make sure you hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. If you're watching after the fact, same thing. Hit the sub button. There are, I think, 75% of people who watch the video, the episodes have not subscribed. So, guys, come on, get on it.
We're at 25 subs right now. Let's get that number up, man.
Hey, man. Hey, subscribing is free. This isn't OnlyFans. All right, this ain't OnlyFans. This is YouTube. Okay, subscriptions are free. I'm not charging you for it. It's just hit the button.
You can just have this virtual cookie right here if you want it. We'll give it to you.
Be like Paul.
Be like Paul. Paul.
Everyone be like
Paul. Shout out to you, man. Let's go, Paul.
Oh my God. So entertaining. That clap caught me off guard.
Let's go, Paul. You be are like the Paul. Man.
Hashtag be like Paul.
Exactly.
All right. But yes, we appreciate all the support. Views and listens are going up. We see you guys. We see more guys coming in. Guys and girls. Don't want to discriminate there. But yeah, we appreciate you guys. Hey, we're almost there. If listening to the podcast version, you guys are hours away. Well, really, everyone's hours away. But hey, see, listen, be like Desu. Be like Paul. Be like Desu. Come on, get with the program. All right. So, but yeah, we appreciate it. We're almost there. We're in the end game now. We're in the end game. We're reaching the end. So. Yeah, next time we do this, we'll have picks to react to. We'll have analysis to bring. We'll have things set in stone. We won't be predicting anymore. We will be reacting, which is probably the easier part. The predicting part is very hard. Mm-hmm. Being a detective the last 8 months has been it's been fun though. I'm gonna kind of miss it a little bit.
It's fun, man. Always just figuring out, running everything through your brain. Can be stressful, can be fun, can be a lot of different things. But now we're gonna have everything set in stone. And we're looking forward to 2021 season. Time. We're so close. Every day keeps getting closer. Hopefully we're live by tomorrow, as Kyle Shanahan said. But
yeah, hopefully we're
by the start of the draft. You guys are listening to this by the start of the draft as you're watching, listening to the podcast. But
hey, I mean, hey, I spend a lot of time on Twitter. You'll know if I'm alive or not. You'll know.
Oh yeah, you'll know for me. I'll be retweeting all the rumors after the draft. I'll be tweeting out. Actually, no, I might be dead because I drank too much chlorine from Mac Jones' pick, but we'll see.
All righty, guys. We appreciate it. That's going to do it for us. As always, go Niners.
See ya.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
WynnBET Sportsbook again?
Yeah, man. Want to get in on these bets with me?
Okay, fine. Just signed up.
Yes. See? WynnBET. Told you. Sign up at winbet.com today using promo code BlueWire to get up to $1,000 toward a risk-free sports bet. That's WynnBET and promo code BlueWire. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.